Never. Perhaps, literally, never had an enterprise looked so hopeless as the mission of Jesus late that Friday afternoon of Holy Week. Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, the itinerant teacher, the Messiah who had strolled this earth for these years teaching and preaching, had been taken into custody by the Jewish and Roman officials. He had a Jewish trial and a Roman trial, both inconclusive relative to evidence that they brought forth, but both agreed that he should die. Pilate sentenced him to be scourged, later to be crucified. He was dead and buried. We know that Jesus died because the souls came, good souls, thank goodness, came and asked for his body to be taken down from the cross, and they would prepare it for the tomb. We know that Jesus died because even the sun turned away and couldn't look on the scene of Calvary those last hours. Maybe God himself had a hard time looking on this scene. We know Jesus died and he was buried. The last order came, and it came from Pontius Pilate, who sent the guards to stand at the tomb where Jesus was buried. And then came the final order: seal and secure the tomb as carefully and as strongly as you can, so that no one could come and steal the body and then claim that he had been raised from the dead. It looked bleak and hopeless late that Friday afternoon. But could this be the end? Could this be the end thing for the Son of God? We are here today because we know that the answer to that is no. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes, a victor over the dark domain. And he lives forever with his saints to reign. I love the way Paul says it. Christ died for our sins according to Scripture, but on the third day, God raised Jesus from the dead. Now, I don't want you to think that what happened in that tomb was that Jesus just woke up. No, that's not what this story is. Or that Jesus had just finished sleeping and at the right time, he woke up on that third day. No, that's not it. The text says that God raised him up. God raised him up on that third day. And we come today to celebrate that. Here's the big story. The world did not lose Jesus. And the world has not lost him even until today. Christ our Lord has risen from the dead. Our story is exciting. This story that is in Matthew's text. Matthew says that when the resurrection happened, the earth shook. This was momentous on this occasion. There was a great earthquake, and the trees and the land and all that was around shook as that tomb came swinging open. As I shared with the congregation this morning earlier, we don't have it in the Bible. But don't you just imagine that in those early moments of resurrection, there was a private moment, some private moments between the Father and the Son. I wonder if God said to him what he had said to him at his baptism and at the transfiguration. You are my beloved son, and in you I have been well pleased. And Jesus would in turn respond to say something. The mission has been completed. And Jesus came out of the tomb. I shared with you last Easter, I share it with you again, a Baptist theologian and humorist, Dr. Fred Craddock. He says that if he'd been handling the resurrection instead of God handling it, he would have done it a whole lot differently. He said, I would have had Jesus, rather than roam the countryside and go ahead of the disciples and tell them to go to Galilee, I would have had him go over to Pilate's house and just knock on the door. And when he came to the door, hey, good morning, we'll try again. Or I would have had him step into the next meeting of the Sanhedrin and say, hey, fellas, I'm here. But that's not the way it happened in that way. God wrote a beautiful ending in that. The women came to the tomb. And their question, you remember, was, who's going to roll away this stone? They knew the order that Pontius Pilate had given late on Friday afternoon about sealing that tomb. They certainly couldn't have removed that big stone even without that order. Who's going to roll away the tomb? The stone. And when they got there, they saw that the angel came, rolled it away, and was sitting there. And the angel said to them, whom are you looking for? They said, Jesus, who was crucified. And the angel responded, he is not here. He is risen. And that's our word for today, isn't it? That's our phrase for today. He is not here. He has risen. Come in. Come in. What a tender moment that must have been. Come in. Come into the tomb. Come see where he was lying. And they did so. And later on that day, the angel said, you go get the rest of the disciples and tell them, and don't miss this in the text, he is going ahead of you. Believers in Christ, wherever you walk this day, wherever you walk tomorrow, wherever you walk the rest of this week, whatever you face, Jesus is already gone ahead of you. That's a wonderful thing to believe. And so they went back. And then, all of a sudden, the risen Lord joined them. And he called their names. And they turned and saw it was him. This particular gospel writer says that they hugged his feet and legs. We can all see that scene, can't we? And then they worshiped him in that spot. In that moment. What a great story that is. There's some things I want you to know about this story. One is, don't miss the fact that God wrote the ending. Late that Friday afternoon, do you agree? This mission looked hopeless. Hopelessness is a terrible feeling. Unfortunately, we find ourselves that way sometimes in this finite life, in a dark place. And hopelessness is a tough thing to deal with and a tough feeling. And that's what it looked like that day. But God wrote a different ending. I say that to you because I don't want you to miss it in the text. And I want you to believe it for your life. You might be facing a very difficult time in your life this very day. Some people you love and you care about strongly may be facing some very difficult times. Here is a good strategy. Let God write the ending. Let Him do it. You might be surprised what God will make of something that looks hopeless upon first look. And he may write a wonderful ending for a story for you, for a story of a loved one that's just beyond belief. Don't miss in this story that God wrote this ending. What they thought was hopeless on Friday afternoon, we see as great joy on Sunday morning. I hope the words of Psalm 30 is a blessing to you today. Joy comes in the morning. That's one thing. Don't miss who wrote the ending to this story. And let us all trust God to do the same for us. Maybe even now. And maybe as we go down the road. I pray that God will write good endings for you. Good endings for people you love and for you to care about. That's one thing. Here's a second thing I want you to see on Easter Sunday. I want you to have a good perspective of Friday to Sunday. Here is what was supposed to happen on Friday and what everybody believed would happen on Friday. Number one under this is that the messianic movement of Jesus would come to a crashing end. They thought with his death on the cross, this would end any messianic movement that Jesus had started. Thought it would end. The second thing they thought, Jesus will be shown up as a pretender. He will be shown up as a loser. He will not be the triumphant Messiah, but he will be a crucified victim. That's what they thought was happening. The movement would end. Jesus would be dead. And he would be cast aside as a pretending Messiah. The third thing they thought was happening on Friday was might makes right. The Romans are in charge of this world. They crucify people out in public. Death takes 2 or 3 days. For Jesus, who had already been scourged so badly, death came quickly in a matter of hours. But they wanted the message sent. Might makes right. And then the last thing that they thought was happening on Friday. There is no king but Caesar. Now, that's Friday. Now, Sunday. Now, today. Now, the day of resurrection. The messianic movement of Jesus did not come to a crashing halt on Friday. It gained new momentum on Sunday. And in just a few short days from this, the church will be born at Pentecost. Perspective. They thought that Jesus' death would be the end of him. On Sunday morning, God raised a dead Jesus. God raised a dead Jesus. By his own power to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. They thought on Friday that might makes right. We've got to be careful not to slip into that worldview. But on Sunday, they were reminded that God's power is greater than human power. I love that passage. I've referred to it 2 or 3 times today about Pilate wanting to seal that tomb. Making sure it was doubly sealed. Nobody could get in there. God could have flicked that thing away just like that with his little finger. His ways are not our ways. And then there's no king but Caesar. Friday, this message will be out to everybody. On Sunday, the message was this. Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So believers in Christ, I want you to know who wrote the ending of this story and believe that person can write a great ending for your story. I want you to have the perspective. This is what they thought was happening on Friday. This is what really happened on Sunday. That's the way to celebrate the resurrection. It is an amazing story. We're here today because it's Easter Sunday, but we worship on the first day of the week. The resurrection happened on this day. We're Easter people. We're kingdom people. Oh, we're Baptist and maybe visitors from other denominations, but let me tell you something that comes before that. We are kingdom of God people. That comes before any denomination. And that's why we can bind all of our hearts together, can't we, today in this. Perspective. So I want you to leave church today, knowing the story. This is what they thought was happening on Friday. This is what really happened on Sunday. And it changed the world forever. Those are two big things. Here's the third one. The world was reborn. If you are immersed in computer language, we can say the world was rebooted. The resurrection happened in that garden tomb, that area. And oh, there's a big lesson in that. Don't miss it in the story. Do you remember the first garden, the Garden of Eden? Things went right for a while, then they went wrong. They went wrong. Sin entered the world, necessitating a Savior to come and bring salvation for our sins. But in this garden, in the resurrection garden, everything has been made new. The first garden, everything went wrong. But in this garden, the earth, the world was reborn. We are resurrection people. As I shared with our congregation this morning, anticipating our 10:15 service, you'll notice that we prayed the Lord's Prayer. We've been praying it through Lent as part of our service. We made doubly sure we prayed it today, because Easter is the answer to the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come. The church was born. Thy will be done. Christ is not just a crucified Savior. He is a living Savior. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Our sins today, your sins and my sins, can be forgiven because of Jesus' death on the cross. The age of forgiveness had arrived in Jesus. Keep us safe from the evil one means that the permanency of hate and evil would be defeated and was defeated. Now I know that it's still in the world, but it has been permanently defeated. All that's left in the garden is love. God's love. And it's up to us to be messengers of that love. And your power and your glory be forever and ever. The earth shook, and the appearance of the angel was like lightning. Easter is the answer to the Lord's Prayer. And we have that beautiful message today. And we can't leave out the last one, can we? And that is, because He lives, we shall live also. We're going to give you a chance to just sing that from the bottom of your hearts today in just a minute. Whoever lives and believes in me, though he or she die, yet shall they live. as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive. Don't leave church today that you don't know in your heart that just as resurrection was true for Jesus, it will be true for you. It will be true for you. I shared with the congregation this morning, I shared with you of a friend, not in Zebulun, somewhere else, who's not well now. And he told me this week, if I don't see you again, Mike, I'll be waiting on you. And I'll see you at the gate. That's what this means. The saints are already there. And we have that promise today. Isn't that worth praising God about? Because He lives, we shall live also. Because He was resurrected, so shall we be resurrected. What a story. Turns out, the world is about redemption, not executions. Turns out, the world is about God's love, not judgment. Turns out, the world is about light and not about darkness. Turns out, the world is about forgiveness and God's power and not just human power. Thanks be to God. The word of the angel, He is not here. He is risen. The word of believers, hallelujah, Christ the Lord is risen today. Amen and amen.